on, you can do better than that. Give God some praise. Truly, God is worthy of all of the praises. Amen, amen, amen. Good morning to you who are here. Those of you that are listening throughout social media and radio land or wherever you are in your cars, the Lord has been good to us, and we ought to give God a hand clap of praise. Amen. Truly, He is worthy to be praised. The psalmist says, "This is the day that the Lord has made, and He has told us to rejoice and be glad in it." I'm happy this morning. Amen. Truly, God has been good to all of us. Come on, let us welcome the Holy Spirit into this place. Thank you, Lord. Come on, everybody. Thank you, Lord. Somebody ought to say that. Thank you, Lord. I just want to thank you, Lord. Everybody. Thank you, Lord. He's been good to us. Thank you, Lord. Somebody know that He's been good to you. Thank you, Lord. I just want to thank you, Lord. He's been good to us. You've been know that He's been good to you. You've been so good. I know He's been good to us. Been so way all week long. You made a way. Somebody know that He made a way. You made a way. Nobody but You, God. You made one more time. Thank Him, thank Him, thank Him. Thank you, Lord. Oh, You've been good to us. Thank you, Lord. Made ways out of no way. Thank you, musicians. Keep playing, keep playing. Every head bow, every eye closed in reverence to God. Our Father and our God, we come in Your Son Jesus' mighty name, Lord, again to say thank You. Lord, You've been good to us. Nobody but You brought us from a mighty, mighty long ways. Thank You, Lord, that it was You that early this morning touched all of us. It's your finger of love, and you woke us up with the blood still running warm in our veins. We say thank you. Now here we are, Father, in your worship hour. Come now, Holy Spirit, sup with us, manifest your spirit within us, and come now, Holy Spirit. Father, you said where there's two or three gathered in your name, there you would be in the midst. Sing for us, preach for us, and Father, let us worship you in spirit and in truth. Bless your preach word now. Bless the one that will bring your word. Crown him with wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. Bless our pastor in his absence, and bless his family. Bless the entire New Hope family. Bless all of our musicians, our ushers, our choir, deacons, mothers, all these who come to give you the glory. Bless them and let us worship you in spirit and in truth. We thank you now. We give you honor and we give you the glory. In the mighty name of Jesus, we say amen. Everybody say amen. Amen. Again, God is worthy of all of the praises. If there are any parishioners in the vestibule, you may let them in. Turn with us to the 100th division of song. The 100th division of song. The 100th division of song. Amen. I will be reading from the New King James Version. It says, make a joyful shout to the Lord, all you land. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know that the Lord God, he is God. It is he who has made us and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving, and unto his courts with praise, and be thankful to him, and bless his name. Listen to what it says, church. For the Lord is good. How many know that God is good? His mercy, how many know about his mercy, is everlasting, and his truth, that's nothing but truth in him, endures to all generations. Amen. May God bless the reading of his word for the good and the edifying of our souls. Amen. You may be seated. At this time, we will be blessed by our youth choir. Amen. Amen. Give our choir another hand. Amen. Today is our youth day. We know that there are some that are out today because of the holiday. We give honor to God today, who is our Heavenly Father, to the Holy Spirit, again, who is our comforter, our guide, to my pastor, Dr. Steed, in his absence, to First Lady, Sister Steed, to my wife, Sister Kitchens, in her absence, amen, to all of the ministers, deacons, mothers, members, and friends. Isn't it good to be amongst the living? Amen. I don't know about you, but when I got up this morning, there was not any kind of doubt in my mind. I knew that God had blessed me personally one more day. Again, the songwriter says that this is a day that the Lord has made. Amen. We can look around. We can see the beauty and the essence of God's creation. And that's what's so remarkable about living in this life. But just remember, just in case you didn't know, remember that God is still in the blessing business. Amen. To all of you that are listening in through way of social media, amen. We greet you in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ, who said, if I be lifted up, I'll draw all men unto me. And to Reverend Watts, as Speaker of the Hour, amen. We give honor to him as well. Amen. And pray much in the way of announcements. Our pastor, is, as you know, is out of town, much deserved vacation. Pray much for him and his family, that God will give him traveling grace, amen, to return back home safely. And not only him, but all of those of our membership, our friends, our families that are traveling, pray much that God will give all of them traveling grace. And to all of you that are here and listening, we pray that you had a happy Thanksgiving. Amen. Amen. I'm trying to trim down, Sister Daniels. Amen. I've trimmed down a lot in the last 2 years. So I didn't eat as much this year as I normally eat. Amen. I kind of watch my diet, Brother Patton. Amen. Amen. I tend to sometime overdo it. Amen. But God is gracious enough that he allowed all of us to spend time with our families. Amen. And I pray that everything went well with you and yours. Pray much for all of those that are sick and shut in. Pray that God will give them the grace, amen, of healing in this time. I won't call any by name because I don't know all, but just keep all of those that we know of lifted up in prayer. Amen. I understand that this week it was Deacon Kimball, I believe, he had to have a pacemaker installed. So pray much for him that God will give him, amen, the grace and the healing that he needs. Pray much again for the Stewart family, amen, as they are going through some things this time and hour. We just pray for one another, because if we ever needed prayer, we sure need it right now. I was listening, amen, and reading about the young child that pulled the gun and shot another 5-year-old child. And I tell you what, our country is in trouble. Amen. And we need prayer. Amen. So pray much that God will take control of every situation. Want to take the time to thank all of you that participated and assisted in the SOS ministry this week.
in that you served dinner for the seniors the day before Thanksgiving. We want to take this opportunity to say thank you. Amen. For all of your efforts, I think Sister Wissett heads up that ministry along with her staff. So thank you very, very much for all that you did and are doing. Amen. Again, pray for Sister Hackett and her family. I think her homegoing celebration was on yesterday. Amen. Pray much that God will give that family strength, amen, to go on in these days and time. So we're lifting them up in prayer, letting God know that he's everything that they need. Be attentive. We continue in our Bible study on Wednesdays at 6 o'clock. Our prayer meeting on Saturdays at 7 p.m. So be attentive of those and tune in. If you have time, make time if you can. Amen. I love to be in Bible study. I love to be in prayer meeting. I may not say something all the time, but I just love being a part of those ministries and what have you. So thank you so much for all of you that make those efforts what they are. Pray much for one of our ministers, Minister Shaquita Pimpton. Amen. We got the word this week that she lost her grandfather. Amen. So we're asking that you pray for her and her family, that God will give them strength, amen, to know that he has control. He has all power. He has the strength that they need in these days and time. That's one of our ministers, Minister Shaquita Pimpton. Amen. Pray much for her and her family and the loss of her grandfather. Amen. Again, we pray that all of you have a safe and finishing up your holiday. Many of us go back to work tomorrow. Amen. Some of us have to work. Amen. Thank God for work. Amen. We thank God for work. Amen. So we're praising God for our choir. Amen. We're going to ask them to come again at this time. And after they have sang, the next voice of that you will hear will be that of my good friend, Reverend Benny Watts. Amen.
scripture this morning. It's taken from the book of Ecclesiastes, the 3rd chapter, the 1st through the 4th verse. The book of Ecclesiastes, the 3rd chapter, the 1st through the 4th verse. Truly, all of us are glad to be here on this another Lord's Day. Truly, we're here to say, Satan, we're going to tear your kingdom down. Ecclesiastes, the 3rd chapter, the 1st through the 4th verse, and it says, to everything there is a season and a time to every purpose under the heaven, a time to be born and a time to die, a time to plant and a time to pluck up that which is planted, a time to kill and a time to heal, a time to break down and a time to build up, a time to weep and a time to laugh, a time to mourn and a time to dance. Truly, there is a time for everything. And we want to use for a subject very briefly this morning. Some church folk just want to have fun. You may be seated. Some church folk just want to have fun. It's all right to have a good time, but sometimes it's time to be serious. If there was ever a time to be serious, it's right now. God has been the same throughout eternity. But we, for some reason, just like our children when we were young and people who are older, sometimes we find time to just turn it on when we have to. Kids in school feel that they're going to fail their grade, and at the end, they try to turn it on. Not only children, but when you're growing up, you carry on the same habits. Sometimes when your wife is getting ready to put the husband out, they'll speed it up a little bit, try to do a little bit more. And we find out throughout our life that we need to lose some of those bad habits that we have. Our sermon today implied that church folks spend too much time having fun and not enough time doing the will of God. Romans 3:23 says, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. The word some means not all the time. Sometimes your children are good and sometimes your children are real good when they want something. They learn that from us. The word fun means joyful or being playful. We find ourselves being playful too much. 1 Corinthians 13:11 says, when I was a child, I spake as a child, I understood as a child, I thought as a child, but when I became a man, I put away childish things. Some of us, it seems, we don't grow up. Some of us don't want to grow up. I was reading a story one time, and it was saying that a man had a son, the father was still living, and his son was 91 years old, so you know the father was an old man. And he said his son was still a son because there was no need for him to be a man because his father was still the father. But all of us know that we need to grow up so that we can help out and do things in life. Our scriptures tells us to everything there is a season. The word seasons mean a set time for something to occur. And it should occur to all of us that it is time for us to do God's will. God needs all of us. You know, when you look at where they're building a new highway, you see the big earth movers moving dirt, put it in a dump truck, smooth the road out so that they can pave it. But if you also look, you always see a man with a shovel that had to do the edging along the highway. You see, not only you have to have large equipment, you have to have small equipment also. And that lets all of us know that you don't have to be a great big person. That's one of our problems in life. All of us want to be a big shot. Everybody can't be a big shot. You don't need a big shot. You don't need a lot of chiefs. You need some Indians sometime. Everybody want to tell everybody what to do, but nobody wants to do anything. You know, some people in life act like they're so much better than everybody else. You know, some people, you say good morning and they just look at you like you're just standing there. And some people look at you like they want you to give them a $5 bill for them to answer back and say good morning. Some people act like they float down from heaven every day to work here on earth, and then in the afternoon they float back up to heaven. Some people think that they are that good. But I'm here today to tell you that it takes all of us working together to make heaven our home. All of us have a duty to God. All of us have to fear God and to keep his commandments. And you know, a lot of us would be better off in life if we would just learn to just love everybody. Everybody would be all right if you just learn to stay within yourself. The problem with a lot of us is that we want to do too much. You know, a lot of guys, you see them running races, men and women, and when they start out too fast. And they slow up. A lot of people go to church and get discouraged. They say the people at church move too slow. And a lot of people have come to church and they just want everything to happen all at one time. But sometimes everything doesn't happen at one time. And these people will get discouraged over time. And sometimes they'll sit down. And sometimes they'll leave the church. And sometimes they'll come back after a while. Everything has a season. It's all right to do all that you can, but you have to understand that everybody's not going to go at the same pace that you go. And some people don't want to go at the same pace that you go. And you'll find out, not only in the church, but in life, that there's always some people, if they don't come up with the idea, they don't like it. I don't know why that is, but I know that noticed that ever since I was a little boy. If they don't come up with the idea, even though it's a good idea, they'll talk it down or they'll slow around and make sure it doesn't go any further. But then you have to use a little psychology, as the old folk used to say. Let those people who are going to tear it down, who are in positions of authority, fix it so they'll think that they came up with the idea and you following them. And then you don't have any problems. Sometimes you have to do children like that. I know my grandson, he's a little boy. He didn't want to eat the food. So I put it on a fork and just make an airplane. Just go round and round and put it in my mouth. And then he'd try to do the same thing and he'd start eating his food. But you know, when you get to be a certain age, people shouldn't have to babysit you. And that's one thing that we have to understand. Some of us want to be babysitted all of our lives. But sometimes it's time for you to grow up, be responsible, and do things because that is what you need to do. A lot of us like to bury our heads in the sand and act as if nothing is happening. God can inject joy into every aspect of living, from food and work to home and marriage. All right, now. God can inject things into home and marriage. I was getting my taxes filled out one year, and the tax person had a sign up on the wall, and it said, "Children, are you tired of your parents telling you what to do? You tired of your parents making you wash dishes, making you make up your bed? And now you're 15, now you're 19, 20, 25 years old, and your parents still trying to tell you what to do." And then at the bottom it said, "You don't have to take it. Just leave." For the last time I checked, there are two grown people in the house. That's mom and daddy. Everybody else grown. You need to pay your own bills. Not in mom and daddy's house, but in your own house. Yeah, you don't have to wash dishes. Some people don't even want to put it in the dishwasher. They didn't have dishwashers when I was a little boy. You had to go in there and wash dishes in a little pan. Didn't have any Dawn. Didn't have any Palmolive. Took that dish rag and rubbed it on that bar of soap and washed dishes. Didn't have any hot running water. Had to go outdoors to the spigot and bring it in. Amen. I'll tell my age in a minute. And since we stop right here, I might as well stop a second. I know y'all going to tell Pastor Steve, "You don't have to have a watch to come back." We're talking about husband and wives. You know, what we have to understand is that it's not your husband's job, women, to make you happy. You're supposed to already be happy before you get married. You see, you can't wait till you get married and say, "I'm getting married next weekend. I'm so tired of being sad. Next week I'm going to be happy." You're supposed to already be happy. Your husband is supposed to make you happier, not happy. You're supposed to already have joy in your heart. And men, it's not your wife's job to make you happy. You're supposed to already be happy. You're supposed to already be in good shape, because it's your job to take care of your wife. Maybe I better say that again. Men, it's not your wife's job to take care of you. It's your job to take care of your wife. And then from this, we get into other variances. You can go one way or the other. Then you have to start asking yourself questions. Men, why is it that when your wife's birthday comes around, you find one little rose and put it in that little bitty bottle and say, "Honey, you know I love you to death"? But then when your girlfriend's birthday comes around, you buy a dozen of long-stem roses. I don't know. I can't figure it out. You give your girlfriend a card and you put a $50 bill in it. You give your wife a card and you barely put $5 in it. I was talking to a lady one time, and this was at church, true story. She said that her and her husband had been married for 7 years. And she said that her husband took her to McDonald's for their 7th anniversary. And she said, and I quote, she said the food was real good. I'm going to leave that alone. I've been married 7 years, and I take my wife to McDonald's. She's going to leave me there. I won't be coming back home. In life, you're going to have good times and you're going to have bad times. The secret is that you need to stay together. I was talking to a young man, and he said that his wife had gone back home. I said, "What happened?" He said, "We had a disagreement. They hadn't been married but 6 months. He said, I wanted to do what I wanted to do, and she wanted to do what she wanted to do, so I told her she might as well go back home, and I'll go back home. You have to stick it out. Everything's not going to happen at one time. And one thing about people, when they get married, they want a house the first 6 months that they're married. They look at other people who have it made, but you don't understand. They didn't get a house in 6 months. It takes a while. You have to save some money. You have to plan. And things will eventually come together and come your way. Too many of us get in too big of a hurry. As Christians today in this world, we're having too much fun, and we are to be in the world and not of the world. The problem is that you can't tell Christians from non-Christians. There was a man had a parrot that he used to have on his shoulder. And he told the parrot, he said, I'm going to take you with me tonight to the club. So he took the parrot to the club, and he saw the people drinking and dancing. And the next morning, he told the parrot, put him on his shoulder. He said, I'm going to take you to church this morning. And he told the parrot, said, this is the church. And the parrot said, club, club, club. He said, no, we in the church. This is not the club. Parrot said, same people, same people. So we find ourselves doing the same thing that worldly people do, and you can't tell us apart. If you ever notice, sometimes on Wednesday night when you have prayer meeting, Bible study, you notice that your members always come in late. Most people have already figured it out. They're planning to see what the lotto number is going to be. As soon as they find out what it is, then they're going to Bible study. People spend $5, $10, $15, $20, $25, and $30 for a lotto ticket. But then when they come to church on Sunday morning, they put that same $5 bill in. And then when they get home, they say, I gave them Negroes too much money. I don't know. But people that give their children $300 to go to Six Flags, and then they'll send them to Sunday school on Sunday morning with a quarter and say, put a dime in the pan and bring my change home. I don't know. I can't figure it out. But that's the way people are. Think more about putting money in the world than putting money in the church for the Lord. And it's time for all of us to understand that time is not as long as it has been. For truly, time is winding up. If ever there was a time for all of us to be serious about doing the will of God, the time is now. Especially the way things are. And you know, they say children are smarter today than they used to be. Not necessarily true. They have different things to do now. The television shows more than they did when we were growing up. I remember when I was a boy, the television went off at night, you saw the engine, and it said signing out. The television used to go off, but now it stays on 24 hours a day. You know, a little bit of children, when they were small, they used to say the first words, mama and dad, dad. But now the first words children say, mama play 1, 2, 3. And all of us have to understand that we're going to have to get our lives together. For truly, we are having too much fun. The Bible says in Psalm 37 and 25, I have been young and now am old and have not seen the righteous forsaken nor his seed begging bread. 2 Chronicles 7 and 14 says, if my people which are called by my name shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land. Malachi 3:8-10 says, will a man rob God? Yet have ye robbed me, but ye say, wherein have we robbed thee? In tithe and offering. Ye are cursed with a curse, for ye have robbed me, even this whole nation. Bring ye all the tithes into the storehouse, that there may be meat in mine house, and prove me now herewith, saith the Lord of hosts, if I will not open you windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing, that there shall not be room enough to receive it. All of us should understand that God is not going to take what we're giving him, but for so long. And then he is truly going to move. The Bible says, so Christ was once offered to bear the sins of many, and unto them that look for him shall he appear the second time without sin until salvation. Hebrews 9:8. All of us have to understand that truly time is winding up. God is waiting for his saints to get themselves together. As I come to a close, I was walking down the road of life, and I went to the corner of Drug Avenue. I saw a young man and a young woman, and they said, Reverend Watts, why don't you cool out and relax for a while? We go to church, but right now we just want to have fun. I looked at them and I said that you need to stop hitting the pipe. I told them that the night is far spent, the day is at hand. Let us therefore cast off the works of darkness and let us put on the armor of light. Romans 13:12. Then I kept going down the road and I got to the corner of lust and lasciviousness. And I saw a group of young ladies and they said, Reverend Benny, we go to church, but why don't you just now cool out for a little while? And I told them, let us walk honestly as in the day, not in rioting and drunkenness, not in chambering and wantonness, not in strife and envying. Romans 13:13. As I kept going down the road of life, I got to the corner of Fornication Alley. And I saw a group of young men, and they said, Reverend Benny, we go to church, but right now we just want to chase some women and have some fun. I said, you have to have babies, and you have children all over the world. It's all right to have children. You don't bind a Similac. Don't bind a Similac with iron. You don't help pay the hospital bill. You don't buy Infamil or Isomil. You don't buy any diapers. You don't buy any baby diapers. But soon as the child gets 15 to 16 years old, then you want to see them and give them $15 and say, get that to your mama because you're an old chip off the block. The Bible says in 1 Corinthians 6:9-10, know ye that the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God. But I'm glad today that God can help all of us from having too much fun. He died so that all of us could have a right to the tree of life. And all of us have to understand it's not what we have done, it's what you're doing right now. God wants all of us to do his holy and divine will. As I said on yesterday, most of us worry too much about what man has to say. God is not worried about the past. He wants to know what you're doing right now. And I just want all of us to know that we have to understand that Jesus loves us. And if all of us know that Jesus loves us, we don't have to worry about what man has to say about us. Keep your hand in the hand of the good master. And we'll all know that everything will be all right, because God will make a way out of no way. God will help all of us to make heaven our home. Stop having so much fun and start working for the good master.
Come and go to that land. Come and go to that land. Come and go to that land where I'm bound. Where I'm bound. Well, come and church is open. Come and go, oh, to that land where I'm bound. Nothing but joy in that land. Nothing but joy in that land. Nothing but joy in that land where that be one. Nothing but joy in that land. Nothing but joy in that land. Nothing but joy in that land where I'm bound. Don't you wanna go to that land? Don't you wanna go? Would that be one in that land where I'm bound, where I'm bound? Well, there's peace and happiness in that land. Peace and happiness in that land. Peace and happiness in that land where I'm bound. Amen. At this time, we're going to ask Dr. Kimball if he would come and give us our altar prayer. But before he comes, those of you that are listening out in TV land or wherever you are, or perhaps there might be someone in here now that don't know Jesus, as the preacher said, for yourself. He calls all of us into repentance, to trust him and acknowledge him as Lord and Savior of our life. And before Dr. Kimball come, will there be one today, wherever you are? The time is now. The hour is now. Will there be one?
Amen. Just before he come, let us keep all of those in prayer today that are standing in need of prayer. The songwriter says, it's not my brother nor my sister, but it's me, oh Lord. I'm standing in the need of prayer. Dr. Kimball.
Bow your heads just for a second, church. Father, we come once again to say thank you. We got so much to thank you for, Father, but if we can just stop right now, we'll say thank you for your only begotten Son. That you sitting over 2,000 years ago, and he died for our sin. He stand right now, Father, right beside you, and plead our case, and we want to say thank you. Father, we got so much to thank you for. Father, we could not be here today, but you allowed us to be here one more time. Father, we just can lift our voice and lift our mind and lift our heart to say, thank you. Father, there's no other Father like you, Father. Father, somebody not here today to praise your name. Somebody has gone on right now, Father. Someone is in the hospital right now, Father, or on their bed afflicting right now, Father. Pain is running through their body right now, Father. But we know that you can do all things self-help. We know you are the doctor. You are the creator, Father. You know us better than we know ourselves. We want to say thank you. We want to thank you for the one that you put in the vineyard right now, Father. Allow him to go and rest just a little while. But please, Father, in the name of Jesus, send him back to us, Father. We need to hear the word, Father, that you throw in him and his family, Father. Bless them right now while they're traveling up the dangerous highway and byway. Keep the danger away from them, Father. We know danger's all around them, Father, but we know that you can do all things. They'll fail. Father, we want to thank you for the one that brought the message this morning, Father, for the love that he gave and share about you, Father. We want to thank you for him right now, Father. Bless his family, Father. Bless him in the way only you truly can bless, Father. Bless the one that's on the instrument, Father. Bless the one that's in the choir, Father. Bless every one of them children, Father. Let them know that you still sit high and you look low, Father. Let them know that you still watch it over them, Father. Because we know they need to be watched over, Father. Satan is trying to take them out right now, Father. We know that if you don't allow them to get grown, Satan is trying to do his work, Father. Father, bless every preacher here under my weak voice right now, Father. Bless every deacon here right now, Father. Bless the one that want to hear your word right now, Father. And bless the one that can't hear your word, Father. We need you right now, Jesus. Realizing time is winding down right now, Father. Father, we realize that you give us another day to get right, to be able to praise your word, Father. And now, Father, I ask you to look down on me. Have mercy on me, Father. Thank you for this day, another day that you gave me the breath of life. Jesus Christ pleaded my case, Father, and you gave me a chance to pray your word. Father, we just got so much to thank you for. Father, we know some of our members that have gone home, Father, right now. Be with their family right now, Father. Touch them in a mighty way only you can touch them, Father. Father, thank you for allow my father to see another day, even though he went down Tuesday, but you raised him up Wednesday one more time with an operation putting in his heart, a pacemaker, 93 years old, and still going on. Somebody didn't have their father. Somebody don't have their mother to stand before and praise, but we know that you got them in your hand right now, Father. Father, we got so much to thank you for. Father, we don't know how much, and sometimes we don't know how to thank you. But Jesus says, just call on my name. We don't have to tell you what we thank you for. Just say, call on Jesus. You know our mind. You know our heart. But Father, we want to thank you for another Thanksgiving. We don't want to thank you because of Christmas coming, that we're going to rejoice in the name of Jesus that you sent him on that day. With good news. And he's standing in the midst of pleading our case. And through him, you still give us mercy and grace. Now, Father, I want to say if we had 10 million tongues, we couldn't praise you and thank you enough. Thank you for allowing me to stand right here today and praise your name one more time. I thank you in the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen. Come on and give God some more praise. Amen. Give this preacher, Reverend Watts, a hand. Amen. We can have fun going to church and in church. We don't have to be of the world. We must live in this world, but we don't have to act like the world. Amen. Thank you, Reverend Watts, again for this wonderful message. Give him a hand. Amen. Give all of our young people a hand, all of our musicians. Amen. Our ushers, our ministers, deacons, all of you, give Jesus a hand. Amen. Because he is worthy. Everybody sing amen. Everybody sing. The grace of our Lord, the sweet commune of his Holy Spirit, rest, rule, and abide hence, now, and forever. Let us all sing. Amen. Amen. Have a wonderful and blessed day. Amen.